Hate speech, Governor Tom Wolf blasts Trump campaign lawyer for misgendering PA health secretary. By Neil Monroe on August 11, 2020. Governor Tom Wolf, DPA, accused Jenna Ellis, a senior legal advisor for President Donald Trump's re-election campaign, of hate speech Monday for calling Rachel Levine, the transgender Pennsylvania Secretary of Health, a guy. Ellis had earlier posted a story on social media about Levine, the Pennsylvania Secretary of Health, with the comment, "This guy is making decisions about your health." The story covered an incident in May when Levine, who is biologically male, castigated a reporter for misgendering me by using the term sir. "It's really insulting," Levine said, as the man quickly apologized. Wolf admonished Ellis publicly with his office's official Twitter account. "Misgendering a transgender person is hate speech and it's unacceptable," he wrote Monday afternoon. Ellis promptly rejected Wolf's comment, saying that he was misgendering Levine by rejecting biological fact and instead, spreading lies and feelings. Numerous polls show that most Americans are sympathetic to the very small percentage of people who want to live as members of the opposite sex. But the same polls also show that the vast majority of Americans wish to perverse the many laws and subtle cultural norms that allow men and women to best cooperate and compete. For example, polls show very strong support for single-sex sports leagues. Even among woke liberals, a growing sympathy for the rising number of young men and women who are trying to detransition from their teenage claims to have been transgender. However, top deputies in Trump's White House are reluctant to tackle the issue in the 2020 election, according to an August 7 report in Politico. "This might become a hot cultural issue, but it's not a thing yet. Right now, it's just an easy issue for the other side to attack us on. They will call us bigots," said one senior advisor to Trump's re-election campaign. "I think it could be one stroke of a pen for President Trump to simply say that Title IX means that females compete in women's sports and males compete in men's sports," said Doreen Denny, vice president of government relations at Concerned Women for America, a group that's repeatedly praised the president's job performance and hosted senior Trump administration officials at its promotional gatherings. "It's gross negligence to avoid the transgender debate and treat this suite of issues as irrelevant," contended one Republican who speaks with Trump regularly.